From the Standing Stone Farm Studio right outside downtown Nashville, it's time for the most ridiculous sports podcast in the world. So sit back, relax, and listen as Bobby Butler and Brandon Bond crack open a cold one and talk all things hockey, pop culture, and complain about everyday situations. It's the Pucks Out Podcast on the Penalty Box Radio Network.
Welcome into the most ridiculous podcast of sports and pop culture. I'm Bobby. He's Brandon.
Hey-o.
You can find us on the three majors of social media at Pucks Out Pod. Now let's crack open a cold Mayday beer and let's get after it. Pucks Out is powered by Mayday Brew, the official beer of Pucks Out Podcast. Check them out every Tuesday for Singo and Thursday for Bingo, where you're guaranteed to make some friends. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today. How are you this week, bud?
I am doing pretty good, my man. I'm doing well. Got to see Messi since the last time we have chatted via podcast. So obviously that's sick. Messi goal, yeah. Suarez goal, even though it was tie game. Obviously pretty awesome to be able to have seen that here in Nashville. Just chilling, hanging out, man. Just getting ready for March Madness. That's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, bro?
Good, man. Went to the round one of the state tournament for basketball today. The Laverne was in it. First time in school history them making the state tournament. So, you know, the fans showed up, a bunch of the teachers. It was a packed house. Independence did not travel well. We did, but unfortunately, Independence got the better of us on the court. But hey, you know, our boys left it out there and they had a good showing and it made us proud. So kudos to them and congratulations to Independence for moving on.
Now that we have the Laverne High School correspondent out of here, how are you doing personally, Bobby?
I'm doing great. Yeah. No, I'm doing great.
Getting geared up, dude. We, through our first three years, solid, dude. I don't think we miss more than 4 or 5 weeks. Conflicting schedules at this time. New job for you, school for you, new stuff for me going on. We missing a little. Summer hits, bro. We're bankrolling them, dude. I've already been thinking about all these shows that we can do. That's like, oh, we got stuff we got to do this week. No worries. We have the draft per decade, where you have 5 starting spots on a basketball team and you draft 5 decades worth, 80s, 90s, 2000s, nice. 2010s. And then you can do 2020s, I guess. We only have a smaller subset, you know, something like that, but you can only pick one position per decade.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
What if you have someone who's in both decades? Like, you could take LeBron for the 2000s and the 2020s, and like the
the player you select, like you could select Vince Carter at 4 different levels, but he can only be selected once, and whatever era you get him is the era.
So I can't have 2 LeBrons,
right? Like if you picked like 2000s Jordan, like you're getting 2000s Jordan. You think you're gonna game the system by getting to go 90s somewhere else and then getting Jordan here? No, that doesn't. You get the Jordan you drafted here.
All
so
right.
I've got, you know, I've been brewing a whole lot of those ideas. Yeah. So, you know, maybe one weekend we get together at the pool, we sit down like old school, face to face, we throw down a little quick sode. We hang out, we drink a little bit, and then afterward, we don't have to stop, Bob. We can go right back to it.
Yeah.
When has drinking ever stopped us from putting out content? So, looking 100%. Forward to the summer, bro.
Yeah. Especially those 3 weeks in May when I don't have any football practice either. So, my summer break is really only 3 weeks, which is the first 3 weeks of May. And then I got 2 weeks in June of the, or last week of June, first week of July for dead period. Other than that, so I'm excited for those 3 weeks of June. But, all right, let's jump into some of the news.
Everything you need to know about what's happening on the ice. It's time for news from inside the boards.
The trade deadline is now over, and there was a good bit of trades done there at the buzzer. Let's just do a quick recap, though, to me.
Nothing crazy. Any that stood out to you? Obviously, there's not a ton big enough to even.
The Preds made some big ones. The Preds got Jason Zucker.
Yeah, for sure. Great moves for I did like the Zucker trade.
Yeah, the Preds went on a little bit of a win streak and putting themselves, you know, into position to possibly get that third spot and put themselves out of a wild card and into an actual playoff spot.
Yeah, they're a bit of ways. They're about 9 points behind the Avalanche. Yeah. So
I think during that stretch they got close to, I think they got 4 points away, but then Avs picked it up. But yeah, so they've fallen back a little bit.
But yeah, a few weeks ago, something I liked was Winberg to the Rangers from the Kraken. That happened a little while ago, but I think after we had recorded last. But I think it was a very clear winner, and I don't know if you necessarily agree. I think that that Vegas wins, right? Vegas seemed like bringing in Hurdle to be the biggest move, and Mark Stone being on long-term IR, let's hope for a miraculous recovery come playoff time, a la Nikita Kucherov, because that's going to be a dangerous team going for back-to-backs.
Yeah.
I agree. I like the Zucker trade. Toffoli to the Jets. I like that a good bit. Toffoli, it's always hit or miss, but hopefully he is able to bolster
Matt Dumba to the Lightning was a good one.
That was a good one for the Lightning. These are all teams that are obviously contending. Otherwise they wouldn't be making moves. They would be selling. Maroon to the Bruins from the Wild. Some goalie pieces that are going to be helpful long term. The Devils bringing in Jake Allen, Subban traded to the Blue Jackets. Not like a team that's going for it big, but getting some goalie depth there. Yeah, man, yeah. It's a very lackluster. Obviously, lots of teams got better. Lots of teams did a lot to bolster what they had, but it wasn't as star studded as we traditionally have come to. To be used to. So, like I said, man, I'm kind of looking through the list of trades here. Yes, we've obviously missed a very big one. We missed the Jake Guentzel to Carolina. So I can totally spaced over it because it's a big trade here. That's a really good get for Carolina. He's coming off of an injury. If he can continue, and I need him to, man. We got fantasy playoffs. Not this week, Bob. Not next week. But we could move into fantasy hockey playoffs that following week, bro. And I've got him a couple of places, and so hopefully it doesn't take him too long to acclimate. So I think that I still think that the Golden Knights bolstered what they've already have, but I think it's a very close who won between the Hurricanes and the Golden Knights. Do you have a thought? Yeah. I mean, Guentzel is definitely the biggest star.
I think Vegas
Hurdle
wins.
Is great as well.
I think Hurdle for Vegas is a real amazing pickup for a team that
right bolstering a team that's kind of already
hot.
Been there. Right, you know. Team that's not worried about their regular season and being at the top. They're sitting at the second wild card right now. They're talking about, I'm just trying to be in, bro. All I need, just give me a shot. Hey, I'll be the sixth seed. They're just ready to get back to the, to where they feel like they belong. So yeah, man, lots of, just speaking of the Preds, Jason Zucker was good. I don't know if you mentioned Anthony Beauvillier.
I forgot about that. Great. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I mean,
not a super superstar, but not a good piece for a team that is trying to compete. We've seen We've seen worse. You know, teams make a little run in the playoffs. So,
yeah, I got to be honest. This team, as they're playing right now, this team doesn't strike me as a first round elimination team. They strike me as a solid second round elimination team right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, second round for sure. It'll depend on the draw, no question. But I'm very intrigued to see what they can do. It's you know, we're like this every year. As long as we get to the playoffs, we're back in. But you know, the rebuild, yeah. We'll kind of see what this is. A new regime, so we want them to do well, and yeah. so we can kind of see what's going on.
Let's move into Outside the Boards.
Now that you know what's happening inside the boards, time for the rest of the headlines with news from Outside the Boards.
The NFL signings went crazy this weekend. We're not going to get too into it. Next week, we're going to actually do a deep dive into it, but we're going to talk about the ones that maybe caught our eye the most. And obviously, I think we both know which one was the biggest one of the weekend. And that is the King going to Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. The King Henry going to Baltimore. That's a pretty big one. That's a pretty big one. There were so many big, huge moves that it was hard to pinpoint. But obviously, local King Henry going to Baltimore. Titans have signed Tony Pollard. Not so sure I like that so much, especially when Zach Moss just went for $4 million cheaper than he did.
Yeah.
And then we signed Calvin Ridley today, which is, you know, not necessarily the best move in my mind, but it does assure me of one thing. Hopefully they're going with an offensive lineman with their first round pick, dude. You know, you can always tell a real football fan from a guy that just likes to watch football, and that's okay. No worry. But you can always tell when it comes draft time. If you ask a Titans fan who they think they should draft at 7 there, and they say a skill position player, that person doesn't understand. Like, dude, no. Like, as much fun as it would be to grab Malik Nabers there, or, you know, Roma Dunze, or whoever's there and available, Brock Bowers. Dude, it doesn't mean anything if your quarterback doesn't have time and can't pass the ball to those players. They will die. Great players on our roster. You have to build with need. So I hope they go lineman with their pick now. Your boys made a little bit of a splash. Not a great splash. A little Austin Eckler. Bringing an old Eckler. I think you guys made a quarterback signing of some kind as well.
Yeah, I now I'm drawing a blank.
Well, that's okay. We'll talk about it next week. No big deal. I do want to highlight that there is one big loser, and that I think that has to be Justin Jefferson and the whole Vikings receiving crew. Bringing in Sam Darnold just seems like a not great call to me. But we'll talk more about those next week. I don't want to get too in depth because I can keep going.
I didn't see this. I did not see this quarterback signing for the Commanders until right now. Oh, I don't like that at all. Brissett? That's bad. Mariota.
Oh, Mariota. I mean, he's just coming in to be the backup to whoever, whatever quarterback, Drake May or Jaden Daniels, you take. So
that's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, it's just a.
Yeah, but we did just 42 minutes ago. They signed Bobby Wagner. I like that.
Oh, Bobby Wagner. He's on my dynasty team. So he's on my my Ministry of Defense dynasty team. Now, so we'll both be rooting.
One thing you do gotta like with Tennessee is the consistency to just be the place where aging receivers go to just die.
I know. We just killed another. I mean, Calvin Ridley was just on his first contract. This is only his second contract. He came out a little later. So he's a young 29. But he's dead now.
Yeah.
We've killed him. But he could have gone somewhere and played at least for a year or two.
Yeah, his rookie year was 2018. But if you had asked me, like, oh, was Calvin Ridley playing in 2012? It feels like yes.
Yes.
It feels like Calvin Ridley has been in this league for a long time.
Yeah, it was not that long. I mean, I've had him for a while in Dynasty, and so I've been on the ride, you know, I don't really know how I feel about it as a dynasty rosterer of Mr. Ridd. We'll just have to see. We'll just have to see. Maybe he's on the block. Maybe he's on the block.
Yeah. March Madness is upon us, and that of course means conference tournaments. The SEC tournament is happening. I was watching a little bit of the ACC tournament last night. We went out to a brewery last night, and they had the ACC tournament on the big screen. I don't know what the current position. I don't know what the current bracket is right now.
I've given it to you right there. But playing games.
Okay, so today was the first day.
Or today? Yeah, we got playing games today. Vanderbilt and Arkansas, Missouri and South Carolina. Then second round will be Mississippi State, LSU, and South Carolina will play whoever Vanderbilt and Arkansas, whoever wins that game. Florida will play the Missouri, South Carolina. Georgia. Sorry, Missouri, I'm Georgia. Totally yeah. missing that.
I thought I was reading something off. I was like, I don't know where he is. No, I'm not there.
I just was messing it up. And then your 1, 2, 3 and 4 seeds are as follows: Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, and Auburn in the 4 seed. So they won't play until the quarterfinals. So we'll see. You got a prediction here.
Yeah.
Tennessee has been looking strong, dude.
They have been, but I think Tennessee, they picked a wrong time to go on a little bit of a cold streak. They got up. Both the men and the women's basketball recently had a big upset, I believe, by Kentucky. And the women, I want to say by South Carolina.
Yeah. And it's hard to say that it's an upset from getting beat by the undefeated team, but it was a last second buzzer beater to remain undefeated. We'll see. I mean, they're pretty strong. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Florida. I'm just going off the wall here. No real rhyme or reason to it. SEC tournament's always open to anybody. So
yeah.
Going with Florida.
Let's see. I don't think Tennessee's going to win it. I think it's too easy to say Tennessee. I don't like Kentucky. Hell, I definitely ain't going with Alabama. That leaves me with really the only team I think that is a good enough team to win it. And I think they'll get hot at the right spot. And I think they can beat South Carolina. As well, because I think that's who they will face off against more than likely, and that's Auburn.
Okay, I like it. War Eagle. We didn't do a fit check. I think we skipped past that. But I got my War Damn Sports shirt on. So, and then also just I cover all my bases. Yeah. So I also have my Purdue Boilermakers hat. So that way I have a shirt on for a team that probably not going to go far, and then also a hat for a team that's going to go out in the first round.
Well, speaking of out in the first round, I'm wearing my Laverne State shirt. So
there you go, dude. There you go. So,
Florida and Auburn are the predictions for the SEC tournament. I don't know. Are they in a position to play each other in the? Can I be honest with you? They can play in the championship. Yeah, I didn't know if they were
that logic, Bobby. Under that logic, Bobby, anybody can play anybody in a tournament.
My question was,
if anybody wins. The same lane of the bracket. Yeah.
My question was, are they in a position to only play
to
in
play
the
each other in the champion? I get you now. Yeah, I thought you was like, can they play each other? Like, yes, dude. Like, do you know how tournaments work? if they appropriately win the amount of games that they need to win, and then the last remaining people in that tournament, eventually it forces them to play each other. No, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Best case scenario, we see Florida Auburn, too. Which is a weird thing to hear me say, but.
Say what?
For me to say Florida in the championship, but for us, that's the best.
Hey, I'm hoping that you're right. That's a weird thing for me to say, Bob. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's Florida Auburn, like I'm really okay with the me just throwing out Florida randomly to say that hey, they're gonna win the SEC tournament. Yeah, I think I would prefer my team to win, but. If Florida does beat Auburn, I will also be like, well, I did call it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help that I'm so smart, bro. Like,
Yeah, as you're crying. But all right, so let's see. SEC tournament check. You saw Messi the other night.
Yes, I saw Messi, and I was going to say they play again tonight as of recording against Inter Miami again. Nashville, second leg.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they play in the second leg of this. It's a tournament. That's why it ended in a tie.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a. So. Okay. Play again tonight. We'll talk next week. Hopefully they've won.
Is this one in Miami?
Yes.
Or is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Actually, I had them play it in my backyard. That's why I'm recording right here, bro.
Yep. Yep. You're watching them right out your window. I didn't know if it was on a neutral side or something.
No, I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
Just messing with you, dog. So main topic. So sensitive since you're a teacher now, dude.
Main topic of the day. Hey, don't make me call Dean in here to take care of you, all right?
Hey, don't make me say things to you that your students can't, because you don't actually have any power over me. Although, I guess I give you a recording of my voice for about an hour long every single week. So maybe I should chill out.
Yeah. I text Stephanie. Stephanie just comes in and is like, hey, cut it out. You're like, oh, oh, wow.
Get out of here. This is the captain's quarters.
But all right, it is time for our main topic, which is the mid-season awards. If you're a long-time listener, you know that in the preseason we always do a prediction of our awards, and we revisit it in the middle of the season. We're a little bit late on the middle of the season. Usually we'd like to do it on All-Star weekend, but we've been busy. Get over it. So we're doing it now.
Get a much better chance of being right the second time, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you want to give people a quick rundown of how it works?
Yes. Yes, of course. All right. So we make our pick if at the beginning of the season and the pick is worth 2 points. Okay. If you decide mid-season picks or whenever we make our picks again that you want to change, that's fine. And you can have two options to win, but then either of those points are only worth one. Okay? We also do one pick that cannot be changed at the beginning of the season, and it's called our triple down. And so the only time those can be picked if the person is injured at the time of picking, and we decide you're good to bow out of that. Both of ours include McDavid. So the triple down will be worth all 6 points, which is a big factor here. So we really try to play at that triple down to try to beat each other. So we're going to go through and we're going to ask what you picked for the first time, Bob. Or if you just want to go through and name what you picked for the first time and then what you are changing or if you will be staying.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I'll do all mine real quick. So the cup, I've got the Colorado Avalanche. Now I'm staying on that. And
So again, a reminder to everybody, he is staying on the Avs, and so his Avs pick will remain at 2 points. If he were to have picked another team, even if the Avs won at that point, it would only have been worth one. So he's going with the riskier option to get the 2 points by staying with the Avs. I felt it was easier to explain when it happened, Bob, so sorry to cut you off, buddy.
Now, I know they're not top of the league right now, but the thing is with the Stanley Cup Finals,
I love
it's a crapshoot.
No,
and
right.
I feel like I still have just as much of a chance, and it's just 100%. Better to stick with my gut pick. Now, obviously, if I'd been like wild and chose, you know, someone like the Minnesota Wild, then I'd be changing right now.
Sure. As a team, like, hey, I don't feel that this team is still that team that could win it or whatever. You know, I picked Vegas. And I'm going to stay with Vegas as well. They're lower in the standings than Colorado is. I love the staying on the cup pick. The cup really is that one that, hey, don't shift on that if your team has still got that option. Tilt. So love staying there. President's Cup, we don't have to really change up too hard on that because we both did the exact same thing. Started the year with the Oilers, and if they played as after how they started playing about 20 games in the season, maybe that would have been a little more realistic. But we've both switched to the Panthers. I think that that's not a clear-cut winner for sure, but I think it's the odds-on favorite based on how they've been playing in the remaining schedule. Boston and Vancouver are both up there. So, you know, it's definitely not a lock in, but I like the change over for both of us. What do we have on the heart, sir?
The heart. I have Connor McDavid, and I am staying. That was my triple down.
Triple down. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough one. I also had Connor McDavid at the beginning of the season. Didn't triple down on it. I'm switching it, but this is not a sure switch. There's still two or three guys. I was shuffling between Austin Matthews, Nikita Kucherov, but I landed on Nathan MacKinnon. He is absolutely dominating right now. 113 points. I'm going to switch. I'm going to take the risk. McDavid is still right there. I think he's fourth or fifth in the odds. So you definitely still have a chance. I'm worried that he could very easily go and score 10 points in three games. And all of a sudden, my boy's back in it. So I'm going to switch to Nathan MacKinnon, give myself a little bit better odds, and really just hope that you lose on your triple down.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Next up, we've got the Calder, and I had Connor Bedard, and I am staying put where I am.
Tried to be a funny guy, Bobby. Tried to be a funny guy. Devon Levi thought, hey, maybe this is my guy's year. Maybe he could do it. I'm gonna go ahead and make my 1 point pick for Connor Bedard, and I'm just gonna take that one on the chin, dude. Easy money. He's got 66 points right now. Even after a month off of the season, kid is phenomenal. Hot mom, too. I also want to say that. So I'm going to switch over to him.
Yeah.
And go with Connor Bedard. Very congratulations to you on getting those 2 points, those easy 2 points that I could have just stolen right along with you. But I got to be funny. Got to be a funny guy. Got to have the funny take, don't I?
Well, it's okay, because I kind of had one of those picks later on as well. For the Vezina, I had Vasilevskiy, and I mean, I'm going to take this one on the chin. I was wrong. Connor Hellebuyck has just been lights out as he is the odds-on favorite. He's just been killing it this year.
Easy money. I went with Shesterkin, and I very easily switched to Hellebuyck as well. You know, some of these, if they're very close, you know, maybe I'll go with another guy. I'm not. It's very not close right now, so Hellebuyck is definitely... definitely the one that, and don't act like you, I took it on the chin here for picking Vasilevskiy as a guy that could win the Vezina. I didn't pick Bedard to win the Calder, my dude. So that's what I did.
I'm just trying to make you feel a little bit better. All right?
That's a real friend for trying to be like, these two things are the same, and they're not. They're not the same thing at all. Norris, we both had Makar, and we've both switched to, this is the kind of the danger of playing it a little later in the year, where there's a clear cut and it's not as much of a guessy guess, but we both switched from Cale Makar to Quinn Hughes. Cale Makar is not completely out of the running, but Quinn Hughes is playing lights out hockey right now. So it was a very easy switch for me.
Yeah. Next up, we've got the Art Ross.
The Art Ross,
McDavid, and I'm staying put.
You're staying put. I am very intrigued by that, because this is one that I would also try to game me, because this is my triple down at McDavid. Now, it's absolutely possible, but that's assuming that Nathan MacKinnon and Nikita Kucherov both slow down. And I believe who else is up there, Bobby?
And, I want to say real quick that obviously I'm sticking with it because it's on the prompter. I meant to change it, but I didn't
change it
because I've already said it.
This is a living document. It's a living document. All right. Good with you. I'm good with you changing it, because I mean, the thing is, if I, you know, it's a win-win. It's not a win-win for me. You get a point if you're right, but you also may not be right if you switch and you get 0 points.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're right and you don't switch, then you get 2 and I get 6. So that's your game. I don't want to make it like I'm trying to trick you one way or the other.
Yeah.
But I definitely
meant to change
with
it.
You switching
but
it
I am,
if you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
okay,
with staying.
Cool. As long as you're cool with
as
it.
Well.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and change it to MacKinnon only because it is so close to the end. And the thing is, it's not like this is a sure thing. I mean,
yeah,
that,
yeah, 100%. Like, and
go,
you still get
your
1 point, so it's not like you get nothing.
Yeah,
the Selke. We have. I am gonna stick with my very easy answer of Barkov. This is one. This is one, Bob, that is, again, it's not as egregious as mine, but it's more egregious than your Vassy pick, I would say.
Well, yeah. When I said I had one later that was funny, this was it.
Okay.
This was
okay. Good. I was just hoping you weren't talking about your Vassy. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Nico Hischier. I was thinking outside the box a little bit. New Jersey was gonna have a great year.
We didn't hate it at the time. I mean, I hated it. Barkov was the answer. I think Barkov. It's gonna be Barkov for a few years. So I'm gonna stick with that and hopefully get my 2 points there. This next one's always such a hard one to go with.
Oh yeah. And one of the reasons why I also did Nico Hischier is because, like, sometimes with these things, we pick the same thing a lot.
Sure.
And so sometimes it's one of our detriments to try to change it up.
If we're being honest, being different is, you know, that is a little bit of why I picked my Calder cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, this I just went with the non-obvious one. There is a little bit of, hey, trying to be different, got to be, you know. There's gaming in it, but there's some you got to go with and you got to pick the right.
Because we're also entertainment podcast.
Right. Exactly. They want to hear our bad takes more than our good takes, I think. We're not here to actually give you, we don't ever claim to be authorities on anything. You know what I'm saying? People like to listen to us and be like, dude, you imagine if we were this dumb, dude.
Yeah.
If we were this
Somebody's
dumb,
listening right now. Like you. Yeah. Someone's like, they have good takes.
They have like, whoa. Is this like a super secret cut? That's the Patreon right there, dude.
Yes.
That's how we suck you in. They're like, dude, I don't even believe it. So go ahead. And I don't think we had bad takes. I think we just needed to very clearly pivot. Again, this is the danger of doing it so much later in the year that they become clearer cut favorites.
Yeah. So the Jack Adams, I originally had Lindy Ruff from New Jersey. I've got Tockett now. I think that he is
easy.
Pretty much a sure.
Yeah,
thing
I had
for
Jay
that.
Woodcroft from the Oilers, and I've moved to Tockett as well. There is still that. Hey, we're here to entertain, right, Bob? But also, even in an entertaining fashion, if something so stupid as this, I can't fathom not trying to beat you. So there's some that I'm just, you know, we're just gonna take the same because we want the points.
Yeah. Speaking of beating me, I think this the Rocket Richard is honestly what's gonna do me in. I think that at the end of the day, I think that. There, you have so many more sure things that I would need a lot to happen for me to win. You had Austin Matthews to begin the season, and I had McDavid. Austin Matthews is clearly, going to.
Yeah, that is the good thing I have going. I mean, Austin Matthews has a couple of guys in striking distance of him, about 9 goals away as Sam Reinhart. But the good thing is McDavid is not in that striking distance. So even if I lose, you don't win, which is good which is good with me. So, that's any given year, just the right things fall, the right things happen. Which is why for the GM of the year, Kyle Dubas from the Pittsburgh Penguins, I'm going to leave it because I just feel like I don't have any idea ever about this award and so what the criteria is. So like I'm just gonna hope for 2.
Yeah. Now I am changing it. And I've been lucky enough to get this one correct the past 2 years in a row. So I feel like I kind of have my thumb on the heartbeat of the league when it comes to GM of the year. I'm somewhat of a savant that you could say. And I'm gonna go I originally had Ken Holland. I think I was a little bit off to begin with. I'm going to go Patrick Alvin with Vancouver. I think Vancouver's made a lot of changes. They are doing very exceptionally well this year. And I think that it's a organization that doesn't always get a lot of love. And I think this is an easy way for the league to give them that love for such a increase in performance from 1 year to the next.
Okay. Don't hate it. Don't hate it at all. We'll see. That one is, and you know what I found out? You know that the GM of the year, which is such a stupid thing, the GM of the year is not voted on until after the second round of the playoffs, Bobby, meaning you kind of already know what's going to happen. And so, which makes my Kyle Dubas pick stupider to leave it, but I don't care. I don't care. You think I care? No, I don't care. They'll give it to the, look, it's Pittsburgh. That's a darling right there.
Yeah. But all right, let's move into our games of the week.
Games of the week. Bobby and Brandon do the work, so you don't have to. The best from around the NHL and what to watch.
All right, it's time for Games of the Week, and yet again, Brandon is refusing to stay down for the count. He had a 3-0 week. He is becoming a little bit of a thorn in my side. I just can't put him out of his misery.
You know what I'm saying?
He's much like Rocky in the first Rocky. But we all know how that turned out for Rocky at the end.
Damn it. I was like, that was so cool. And then I was like, oh, yeah, did he lose? I remember, yeah. You know, when, like, live tweeting and, like, live texting something was, you know, like, a thing. I was, like, live. I was, like, at a brewery, and they were showing Rocky. And I was, like, live texting Rocky to somebody. You know, just, like, funny, like, oh, my God. Like, this happened. He just said Adrian or whatever, you know. And then I was, like, at the end, I was like, well, Rocky just lost or whatever, you know. And then the person was like, what? Like, they didn't know that Rocky loses and that stuff. And so that was a surprise to them. It was a shock. It was almost as funny as the shocking twist to Stephanie, who's again seen all of the movies, finding out that Anakin was indeed Darth Vader. Years after knowing that he is that Darth Vader was Luke's father, that was never in question. So that one was pretty good as well. So I have to give my hats off to that one.
Yeah. But all right. So you've got the first game of the week. Currently the games are I am at 24-16 and Bob is 20-20.
Yeah. Just right here. So
why don't you start us off?
On Friday, I have the Ducks playing the Jets. That's the 15th at 7 p.m. I am going to go. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry, man. I'm making a little push here right now. Obviously, I'm going to do it to you. I'm going to go with the Jets. I think that the Jets might win this game.
Well, that's okay. I also am making a push. Because I've got the Kings going against the only team to so far be eliminated from playoff contention in the Blackhawks.
See what you're doing here.
And I've got the Kings winning it.
Going with the Kings, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Why don't you take us into your second game?
Hey, folks, you're going to start seeing a whole lot more Blue Jackets games.
Well, you might see one in about less than a minute.
All right. Well, because... you know, I am who I am. I'm going to pull a good game out of the woodwork here. I'm going to go with the Lightning Panthers Saturday at 5 p.m. I am going to go with the odds, though, and go with the Panthers here as they are currently leading in the President's Cup. So I'm just going to go ahead and pick that. I know that that's not going to work out for me. I know that now that I've picked the Panthers, that I have sent that out into the universe, the Lightning will be winning that game. So I'm going to be putting some money on the Lightning.
Yeah. My second game, I have to put a good game in there. So yeah. I put Carolina at Toronto, two big dogs in the league. But I'm going to take Carolina to win this on the road.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. I think I probably would have gone with Toronto, but I don't dislike that Carolina pick. You know, running on a little bit of a high right now after a big trade. Matthews has slowed down a bit on goal scoring, not a ton, but a little bit. So yeah, I don't hate that pick. I am going on with a Carolina Senators game on the 17th, a back-to-back for Carolina. I'm actually thinking that Toronto wins that first and Carolina comes on that back-to-back with the Senators and wins that game.
Could very much happen. So I've got a matchup of two Goliaths in the league. It's going to be an absolute fight for who is the better team, and that's Winnipeg going into Columbus. It's a toughie, but I'm gonna take Winnipeg.
Jets, you know, and Canes making two appearances here.
Yeah, so I've got Winnipeg over Columbus.
Okay,
so I've got all road teams winning.
All right, so I need another week for you. I need at least a 1-2 week from you, and I need at least a 2-1 week for me. I would feel more comfortable with that. closing the gap a little bit. If you could, though, an 0-3 week from you would be perfect for me. That would be
it
chef's
would
kiss.
It would be
great
for me if you had one too. But hey, you know, I'm just
well, hey, bro, chill out, dude. You don't have to pick on the guy that's just barely pushing 500 right now, man. God, dude, kick a guy.
You're
when
not
he's
barely
down.
Pushing 500. You are pushing.
Kick 500. Kick a guy when he's even, bro. What are you doing? What are you doing?
But all right. So next up, let's move into our joke of the week.
The weird
Corey Perry.
Yeah, I don't like this. Oh.
Wild.
I think the first read was a good one. Now I'm overthinking it.
Outlandish.
Each sixth chick sat on a stick. A little tongue twister.
And downright dumb.
Are you kidding me?
It's time for the joke of the week.
There are sometimes you read something, a headline, you're just like, do I have the mental energy to like actually deal with this right now? But if you pick this one, so tell us about it.
Yes. And honestly, I'm going to tell you, the first I heard of the news is a very interesting source of me at least having to research and try to figure out what was going on. In our Blood, Sweat, and Beers Dynasty League on Sleeper, you can update players' nicknames, and I get an update that Jackson has updated my brother, player in the league, has updated a nickname for a player. And I go in to check it, and it is for Aaron Rodgers, and it is Kamala Rodgers, which was like weird, right? I mean, I got it. I don't know many Kamalas or whatever. So I'm like looking this up, and I'm like, oh my God, dude. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. hints Jets Aaron Rodgers could be his 2024 running mate for U.S. presidential bid. Now, my question is, let's forget the merit of it at all, Bobby. That whole headline right there, don't have to read into it. Jesse Ventura is the other running candidate. At least he was a politician, a little, you know. My question, let's forget the politics of it at all, Bobby. What is the logistics of a sitting U.S. vice president that's got a game on Sunday? What? You got to be at the Senate on Tuesday, but you got a game on Monday night, dude. What? Listen, how would it work?
There is a legal precedent for this. It's very clear.
Is it?
It's the airbud rules. It's the airbud rules. Nowhere in the law does it say that a quarterback can't be vice president.
That's absolutely true. That's more of, I'm not even worried about legality of it, Bobby. I'm asking you logistically, how would we make it work, dude?
Oh, he would go play.
I mean, this is America, so we know football will take precedence.
Yeah. So like, he'll go play. Like, you're acting like there's going to be any conflict
here. He'll play. He goes into my voluntary mini camp, you know, July.
Yeah. All of his linemen, all of his linemen are swapped.
Obviously, if he, you know, as soon as he's out of the playoffs, he doesn't get no Pro Bowl, dude. No Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? Now, you know what I'm saying? No, get back. Get back to running the country.
Yeah, okay? It's very clear.
Like
why
playoffs,
he's doing this,
like you're good, dude. And no bye weeks. No, I disagree with that. Bye weeks, he's playoffs? In office, dude. He's working.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Obviously, he's not vice president during the playoffs. I understand this, everybody. Yeah. But like I'm saying, during a bye week, you ain't no bye week for vice presidents. You know what I'm saying? You're no longer an NFL football player during bye week. You are vice president of the United States of America. Now, second question I have, Bobby. You obviously, as vice president, don't get as many Secret Service agents.
He'll have five on the line.
Oh, he'll have some. But my question is, do legally they have to be on the field with my dude?
Yes.
Do they have to be? I mean, let's say, look, if I'm trying to assassinate a vice president, you know what I'm doing, Bobby? I'm working out. I'm getting strong. I'm making an NFL roster, dude. I'm putting a knife in my pants, dude. And then, boom, sack the quarterback. Can't. So, like, I'm thinking safety-wise and, like, for our nation, there's no question that a Secret Service member also has to become an NFL player because we can't have extra people out there. There's 11 guys on the field. One of them just happens to be a secret service. So, like, the thing is, Jets planted man down essentially now. But
I am so excited for. I'm so excited to add that to the Superflex on Sleeper.
Can we? I'm going to actually. Hold on, one sec. All right.
You know what's going to be horrible, though, is when Joey Bosa has to get shot for rushing the vice president of the United States.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying. And legally, like, what are you going to do, dude? He was trying to take down the Veep. Okay. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm so bad at my job. I'm just going to let him take down the Veep. Like, no, dude. Like, the thing is, if you're a Secret Service agent protecting the Veep, you're low, dude. You're low. You're trying to build. You're trying to build your rep. And so, like, shooting Max Crosby in the face, no quicker way to build your rep.
Yeah. So I will say that this sounds like an entire piece of a script from Veep.
I we neither of us had our What Snaps My Stick. So look at my What Snaps Your Stick. hit the buzzer. We'll move right into it because we can just continue this conversation and then not have to talk about it again. Because I got so many questions, dude.
Bobby and Brandon are about to find out exactly what snaps their sticks.
But does it not? So just to continue this conversation, does this not sound like something that Dan Egan would come into a room telling Julie Louis-Dreyfus is happening? That
this is a script, dude. Vice President quarterback movie hasn't been made, is our What Snaps Our Stick. Now, let me hit you with this, Bobby. I've just in the middle of me think, because being the vice president, I mean, let's be real. He would be fine, dude. It would be zero problem for him to be an NFL quarterback and also the vice president. Vice president's job, a little bit of a joke most of the time, dude, except for sometimes when they have to save democracy. Or whatever, dude. But other than those times, we'll make sure he's there for those moments. But we're mid-season, dude. The Jets or whatever, it'll not
and
be
Robert
Aaron
Kennedy
Rodgers.
Has a heart attack.
There, he's at the game. He hasn't been able, you know, it's stressful being a president, but he's finally got a week. He's able to come to his vice president's game. He's in the suite as they have the camera on him. On national television, on the big Jumbotron, heart attack. He dies. Immediately, there's protocols for this. Secret Service comes in. They take the quarterback away because he has to be sworn in to be president. He's now the president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Have to play with the backup. Starts a little losing streak. The teammates are mad at him now because his new job as president is taking more time. He's still playing football. He's still showing up, but he's late to practice a little bit more. He's not taking his job as seriously. He's having to read intelligence briefings. He's not running up on the playbook. The more I talk about it, Bobby, this is a script, dude. Yeah. This is a movie that needs to be made. It will be a South Park style satirical movie, not animated, but satirical.
No. I don't think so. I think this can be a super, super dramatic. Matthew McConaughey is the quarterback. It's a drama. It is a drama about the everyday man who is an NFL quarterback.
Gonna win con is what you're saying, dude. We're going indie film. Nobody is actually gonna like the movie, but like we're gonna win awards for it.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, Al Pacino plays Robert Kennedy.
Now, the thing is, we don't want to ruin this idea.
Oscar.
Why not you direct our super serious drama while simultaneously using the same actors budget-wise? We'll have them play different roles. I will, because that's a lot of what you could do is like you've picked actors for such serious roles, but all I have to do is whoopsie daisy flip them around, dude. And then we've got a comedy on our hands, dude. We make two movies simultaneously. We submit them. I mean, we're both making money off both these, dude. You're submitting yours to Khan. I'm putting mine on YouTube, dude. We're freaking double famous. And then all of a sudden, when we, it's like a, we say a director debut and everybody's here to meet us. We have a clashing of worlds. We're like super ritzy, like film folk are there to see you. I've created chaos. A bunch of TikTok kids are there. Then we incite a riot. That's a double movie. That's two movies in one, Bobby.
So I actually do have a snaps my stick.
Okay.
So are we good to move on?
I'm good. I got to get a I gotta learn how to write scripts, but I'm good.
You may not have seen this, but Jake Paul or Logan, I don't know, one of them, is, Jake Paul is scheduled to fight Mike Tyson.
Yes, yes, thank you.
And that is a joke of the week that we can talk about. What snaps my stick is the absolute disrespect that people are putting on Mike Tyson's name. They're saying he's old. They're saying he's washed up. This man is one of the is the greatest heavyweight fighter of all time. Yes. He is the greatest puncher in the history of the world. He still trains a lot.
If he loses, it's fake. There is
immediately.
Some people don't realize, dude, like how absolutely like there were so many people that like eventually stopped buying pay-per-view Tyson fights.
Yeah,
because why am I paying $150 for 3 seconds, dude? Because that's where the he'd gank him, dude.
I understand that people say that Muhammad Ali is the greatest fighter of all time, and I think this is not as cut and dry. But like, in my opinion, at his peak,
for sure,
different eras. At his peak, in my opinion, Mike Tyson is the greatest boxer to
ever. And that's not a crazy debate. Muhammad Ali, it's a lot to do with a lot of other stuff. He brought so much into the world of boxing, but I'm hands down, and especially forgetting greatest boxer ever. You can't tell me that it's not Tyson doesn't have a harder punch. That's like saying LeBron's not taller. Okay. Like, LeBron's taller than Jordan, dude. No matter what you think, LeBron is bigger and taller and stronger than Jordan ever was. Yeah. Okay. That's different question.
I think Jake Paul,
this is the
worst decision. I guess here's the thing. Best case scenario, Jake Paul, he fights a legitimate fight and he loses and no one will hold it against him. He lost to Mike Tyson. Yeah. Worst case scenario for him and everyone, he wins. And now everyone knows that this is all bullshit.
Right. And so either like, even if he legitimately wins, there's no one on earth that will ever believe him. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the shifty stuff that's happened around him before. That being said, I am willing to pay a good amount of money to see it. So I think we should have a live podcast viewing party.
It's free.
Okay, then.
It'll be on Netflix. It'll be on Netflix.
I'm still going to pay. I'm still going to pay money.
You're just going to burn the money.
I'm going to say, hey, here's 120, just like the old days, boy.
Yeah. But all right, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We hope to see you again next week. Until next time, I'm Bobby. He's Brandon. This has been the Pucks Out podcast. See you next time.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Pucks Out podcast. To see what other ridiculousness the guys are up to, check them out on Twitter and Instagram @PucksOutPod.